This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's been an interesting development in the lexicon of Silicon Valley the past couple of years, a new way to identify startups that have become successful, very successful, I should say, valued at $1 billion or more. They're called unicorns, long sought after mythical creatures. You get the connection, I hope. Except lately, there has been more and more speculation that maybe, just possibly, the valuation of some of these companies is about as real as unicorns. We got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the phone to discuss. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai, how are you?
I'm well, but I'm disappointed to learn that there may not actually be such things as unicorns.
Isn't it amazing how we want that? We want to believe. We do. It's not that there are no such thing as unicorns, but that they may, in fact, be really rare. Obviously, what we're talking about here is these companies that are valued at $1 billion or more. And it seems like it should be harder to get to that valuation. Yeah. There are about 80 companies that are valued at $1 billion or more. And you now have this whole industry of people saying, hey, maybe that's a little too much because these companies, a lot of them have low margins. Or just this week, actually, a very famous venture capitalist, Fred Wilson, said that a lot of these companies have negative gross margins. They're selling products for less than it costs to make them.
What is going on then in the Valley that somehow the veil has been dropped from people's eyes? Or is it something fundamental, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think much like Wall Street is an emotional thing, you know, you want to believe it's all the numbers and the actual business models, but it's not. And I think one of the things that's happening in the Valley is a change in attitude. People are starting to feel like this has gotten out of hand. A lot of them are saying, hey, maybe we need to pull back. And I think that's reasonable. What they're realizing is that they're funding a lot of companies that do exactly the same thing and that the business models are not proven on top of that. So there can only be so many Tinder clones. Or maybe it wasn't a good idea to give $30 million to that app Secret, which was really just about gossiping anonymously. That maybe that's not business. And these venture capitalists are starting to say, we've gone a little too far and it's time to pull back. And that's the kind of change in feeling that can have a really broad impact.
Which I totally get. And not to pat myself on the back here too much, but I was saying to people 18 months or 2 years ago, hello, bubble. And just now they're catching up?
Well, you know, Marc Andreessen actually tweeted today.
Yeah, another famous venture capitalist, right?
Venture capitalist, exactly. He's on the other side. And he's saying, look, people have been talking about a bubble for 13 years.
Right.
And that's true. We're all scarred a little bit. And a lot of venture capitalists will say, there's no problem. That we're not in a bubble and there's not going to be a crash. And in fact, they will point to the fact that venture capital spending in the third quarter was way up in the Bay Area. But you could also argue that that's a sign of a bubble. So you've got people saying, listen, we're going to pull back. Maybe that'll keep it from turning into a full-blown crash. But the fact is, there's sort of a little bit of common sense here. Like you said, you just look at it and you go, this isn't right. And it can't last forever. It never has and it never will.
And that's the lesson. There we are. Never going to last?
No, never going to last. You're going to see some changes. You absolutely are. People are flat out saying, the people who control the money are saying, we're not going to keep handing this money out like candy. And let's say you got 30 companies that would have gotten $5 million each last year. They don't get that money this year. That's a lot more people who suddenly don't have jobs, who don't come to the Bay Area, who don't need apartments, don't need office space. That's going to have an impact.
Yeah, no, I get that. But what about the whole fear of missing out thing that is so prevalent both in venture capitalism, right, but also in the startup mentality in the Valley?
Yeah, there's no question that people are going to keep coming here trying to seek their fortune, and that's what could make a crash worse. But it's that unchecked optimism that's starting to be checked.
And when you put it that way, checked optimism isn't so bad, right?
Checked optimism is a good idea. I mean, it's a good idea to weed out some of those $5 million startup ideas that are frankly terrible. We're overdue for this conversation.
And here we are having it today. Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.